if you wanted to stay out of the Korean War, you joined ROTC, and that was the thing to do. So I was in Air Force ROTC, and between my junior and senior year, I went to boot camp, ROTC in Colorado, and I managed up until that time to avoid. I went in as a pilot. Everybody who was in ROTC, Air Force, wanted to be pilot, so I was a pilot. There were some who were observers. Those were the two. And when I got out to boot camp, they gave me a couple of tests, regular tests. And then we went into a lab, and there was an eye test where you look into some kind of a machine with dots or little circles. The guy said, "Now, which one is sticking out?" And I said to him, "What do you mean sticking out?" And he said, "Which one comes out at you?" And I said, "None of them do." He said, "Okay." And so I was informed that I could not be a pilot because I didn't have depth of field. So I was going to fall back into the observer. But since it was the Korean War, the observer positions were all filled. So I had my choice. I went somewhere and somebody, some captain or colonel or something, gave me my choice. He said, "Look, we can get you into the army as a second lieutenant. You can graduate, go over to Korea, and probably go on the front lines. Or we'll send you to become a meteorologist to grad school." So guess what I chose? And that's what got me into meteorology. The volcanic ash, it has a long, interesting history. The thing that started it all was Mount St. Helens, which was 1980. And there, I mean, it was a major disaster. That really was the start of the volcanic ash work. And it was discovered that aircraft engines, whether they were propeller or jet, did not take well to volcanic ash. The ash itself is made up of very small particulate and it's sharp like razor blades. And what they did is they got into the engines and coated out on the engines, and the engines then would stop. And if you're in the air, this is not so good. Anyway, at that time, they realized that they had to have some kind of a program. And so there was an MOU that was put out to develop a program for volcanic ash and air safety, aircraft safety. And I was put on the board of that. And there were several of us that ran that program in conjunction with the airlines and NOAA and the FAA. We spent a lot of time developing procedures to how we would get information to the airlines about the movement, forecast movement of volcanic ash as it would affect aircraft flight operations. That program started about 1980, and it took us roughly 9 years to get that implemented. It had to be implemented through anything you do through the FAA. It was very complex. It required a lot of different agencies and people to be involved, and then it had to be on an emergency basis. And so they needed something that could be presented out there, not only the work itself, but a way to get that work to pilots or to agencies that could then transmit the information to pilots that were going to be flying. And so I developed what I called VAFTAD, which was a volcanic ash forecast transport and diversion model. And I had no idea. I mean, we knew how to do it because we had a great trajectory programs at that time. We could run them at all kinds of levels and do anything you wanted with them, backwards, forwards. This was, of course, just forwards. But the problem was how to get that information to the pilots or to wherever we get it to the pilots, and what the pilots then could understand from it. This was not no little blob with things sticking out. They had to know what was going on. There were no procedures. There were no little bugs or things. So I developed a series of panels that were could be sent out over a facsimile at the time, and we spent a lot of time. I develop something, send it off, let the people look at it, then make comments. Different panels, different times, different so on, and the things that they might be interested in. Total a look at the total cloud going out. A look at just the lower parts of the cloud, the kind of the upper parts, the mushroom section. These are volcanic ashes, which look a little bit like nuclear clouds. We finally got a product that we got running operationally, got it out, and I think running on fax or something like that, just like months before readout.